Heavenly Father, we enter the gates of your kingdom through the blood of your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we come boldly before your throne of grace, as we bow before you, God, Lord Almighty, we place our hearts on your holy altar and we ask you humbly to prune them. We ask you humbly, Lord, to purge them from all iniquities, from all false gods and idols, from all trauma, from all burden, from all affliction, from all addiction, from all curses and anything alike. We ask you, God, right now, by your Holy Spirit, to fill us up as you cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Make us whole again, O God, as we see you face to face. We ask you by your Spirit of wisdom, of knowledge, of discernment, of revelation, your Spirit of discipline, to equip us daily as we submit ourselves to you. We resist the devil, and he shall flee from us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord of lords and King of kings to the glory of the Father. O God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. May the floodgates of heaven always speak for us. May the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, always plead our cause as our advocate. May you step into everything that concerns us daily, in every single way, in every single detail, as we acknowledge your sovereignty and supremacy over our lives, Lord, over all creations. We ask you, O God, by your scepter of equity, to keep ruling us as we remain in your divine jurisdiction, clothed with your divine immunity, and ruled by your divine justice. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not below. We are more than conquerors and more than overcomers over all situations, over all adversities, over all powers and rulers of darkness. For you have seated us with you, Lord Jesus, at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. Therefore, we are and remain on solid and holy ground wherever we are and go in the land of the living. We possess our possessions, we possess the land, and we conquer new territories as you have mandated us. You have called us to be set apart even before the foundations of this world, even before we were shaped in our mother's womb. Therefore, to keep advancing your kingdom, to keep spreading your light wherever we are and go, to keep, Lord, hallelujah, sow seeds of righteousness as we speak life and resurrection over ourselves, but also your entire creation. May you always go ahead of us, making all crooked paths straight, turning all things around in our favor, but also enlarging our borders and horizons, enlarging our visions, so that we shall always operate under your divine command, under your divine, hallelujah, order, under your divine decrees, under your divine calendar. As we align our hearts with yours, our thought with yours, we are made afresh and you revived, regenerated in our body, soul, mind, spirit, and hearts daily as your compassions renew every morning. Oh Lord, have your ways and keep blowing upon your entire creation, for we are getting ready for your return on earth in the flesh, oh God. We ask you to keep giving us advice, keep counseling us, keep guiding us to all truth, keep leading us on the straight and our path that leads to eternal life. Keep training our hands for war and our fingers for battle so that we shall never lose sight of you, but we shall always be anchored in you like the palm tree in the desert that you keep watering day after day by your Holy Spirit. For this is not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, O God. Consume us, O God, as living sacrifices made unto you. As we lift up our hearts, our voices, our eyes, and hands towards you, for this is from you that our help comes. We shall never be put to shame. We shall never be confounded. We shall never be deceived. We shall never be confused. For greater is he that is in us than the one that is in the world. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, the glory, the honor, Lord, for we believe that you've heard and answered our prayers. As we remain in in the secret place of the Most High, as we abide under the shadow of the Almighty forever and evermore. It is so, it is sealed, it is done on earth as it is in heaven. It's in your mighty and glorious name, Yeshua HaMashiach, that we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Amen.